بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. ونبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا سمعتم النداء فقولوا كما يقول المؤذن. متفق عليه. This hadith, the subject matter is similar to the previous one, wherein Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted us that when we hear the azan, we should repeat the words after the muazzin, obviously with the exception of hayal al-salah, hayal al-falah, where we will say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُ النِّدَى, when you hear the azan, فَقُولُوا كَمَا يَقُولُ الْمُؤَذِّنُ, then say the same words, in other words, repeat after whatever the muazzin is saying. However, there are certain masail that are attached to this. First and foremost, the question may arise that what happens if azan has been called out and I'm not in the state of wudu? They, ulama ikram, say that regardless, what we are exhorted to do here is actually falls under the category of making Allah's zikr. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, repeating after the muazzin, that is a form of zikr. In the case of zikr, being in a state of purity is not a condition. So whether you are in a state of wudu, or even if you require ghusl, then too, in that instance, it will be required or permissible or even encouraged that we repeat the words of the azan of the muazzin. However, in other words, if a woman is in a state of haiz or she is in a state of nifas, that is post-birth bleeding, then also she will repeat the words of the muazzin. There are certain exclusions. One is if somebody is in the toilet relieving himself, there you will not repeat what the muazzin is saying. Likewise, if a person is engaged in conjugal relationships, relations with his wife, or for somebody is already in salah, you are making nafil salah and the azan is called out, at that time in the salah you are not going to repeat the words that the muazzin is saying. However, in that instance, for example, if you were already in salah, etc., then you can immediately after the salah, if there isn't too long a gap between that salah and the azan having been called out which you heard, then you can repeat the words of the azan. Question now arises that what happens if somebody is reading Quran or already making zikr? There you have one of two options. Either you can continue with your recitation of the Quran, or some ulama say that because of this direct injunction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُ النِّدَى, that when you are hearing the azan, then repeat the words of the muazzin, they say in that instance you should pause your recitation of the Quran or your zikr of Allah, which leads to what we mentioned yesterday, that the muazzineen are encouraged not to elongate and extend the calling out of the azan too long. Because when you extend or elongate the calling out of the azan, this, and you make it too long, then it becomes difficult for people to practice upon this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein not only are we encouraged, but we see the great merit and great reward in responding to the words of the muazzin and to listening to the azan attentively when it is called out. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قال حين يسمع النداء اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته حلت له شفاعتي يوم القيامة رواه البخاري. In this hadith, the very famous dua that we refer to as the dua after azan, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now azan is something that is an integral part of the life of a Muslim. something that from the first waking hours, in fact from the day you were born, azan was being called out in your ears. So it is important that every one of us take the trouble. If you don't know, then learn the dua that should be read after azan. We can see in this hadith what a great virtue and merit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept, and what a great source of a manifestation of the rahmat and mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This dua is in the promise that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to that ummati of his who will recite this dua after azan. Coming to the meaning of the hadith, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man qala hina yasma'u nida," that person who said when he heard the azan this dua, "Allahumma, O Allah, Rabb hadhihi da'wati tamma," who is the Rabb of this da'watu tamma. The word tamma in Arabic means complete, perfect. In other words, that which is has reached the heights. Why is azan referred to as da'watu tamma? Perfect and complete da'wat. This we have touched on quite a bit in the explanation of the previous ahadith. In other words, shara'i'ul Islam, the principles of Islam, of tawheed, of risalat, belief in Allah's oneness, belief in the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, belief in akhirat. All these things are beautifully and comprehensively presented in the azan. So this is why it is referred to as da'watu tamma. Another explanation ulama ikram give, they say that this da'wat or the wording of the azan will not change. 14 centuries ago and now, the same azan is called out. Not that fajr, not that zohr time one azan and asr time another azan, etc. The same azan is being called out. It will not be changed, it will not be modified until qiyamah. وَالصَّلَاةِ الْقَائِمَةِ, O Allah, who is the Rabb of وَالصَّلَاةِ الْقَائِمَةِ, this prayer or this salah which is established. Again, what is the wisdom of this, of saying صَلَاةُ الْقَائِمَةِ, دَعْوَةُ التَّامَّةِ وَالصَّلَاةُ الْقَائِمَةِ. Qama yaqum means to stand. Qa'ima means something that is going to be established. So, wassalatil qa'ima, established salah. One explanation ulama ikram give of this expression describing salah as qa'ima, they say, allati sataqum. In other words, that salah which is just about to take place. Obviously, azan is given. This salah is preceded by azan. So after azan, salah is carried out. So, allati sataqum. As-salah allati sataqum. That salah which is about to take place. Another explanation, deeper explanation, ulama ikram give of this expression, was-salatu al-qa'ima. They say, al-baqiya la tughayyar wa la tunsakh. That salah which is established to such an extent that it will remain. Allah will protect it right up till Qiyamah. The manner and the form of the salah will not change, nor will it be abrogated. So coming back to the first two expressions of this dua, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma, O Allah, who is the Rabb of this complete and perfect da'wat, invitation, wassalatil qa'ima, and who is the Rabb of the salah which is established or will now be established. Third part of the dua, ati muhammadanil wasila. This was touched on in the previous hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that after the azan, salullah li al wasila, ask Allah ta'ala for wasila for me. فَإِنَّهَا مَنْزِلَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَا تَنْبَغِي إِلَّا لِعَبْدٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ. He said, because wasila is a special maqam, is a special position, status, ultimate closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we dealt with in detail yesterday, that what is wasila. He said, لَا تَنْبَغِي إِلَّا لِعَبْدٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ. Only one slave of Allah will be given maqamul الْوَسِيلَةِ. وَأَرْجُوْ أَنَا أَنْ أَكُونَ أَنَا هُوَ. And I have hope that I will be that slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will be given wasila. So wasila is a special gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one creation only. And that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are taught to ask for wasila in the dua after azan. آتِ مُحَمَّدًا الْوَسِيلَ. O Allah, grant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasila. Wal fadila. Basically, in this dua, there are three things that you will ask for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we touched on yesterday, azan reaffirms our commitment and our love and our devotion for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's particularly the dua after azan. 5 times a day we are taught to reconnect with our commitment and our devotion for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we ponder over the words of the dua, then definitely without a doubt that is what is happening. That you are saying this 5 times a day after having listened to the words of the azan. Ati Muhammadan al-wasila wal-fadila. O Allah, grant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasila. And grant him fadila, fadila, fadl, virtue, dignity, honor, status, nobility, acceptance. All this will fall under the meaning of the word fadila. The third thing that we are asking for again is something that is unique, special, and it reminds us of the great favor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon not just his ummah, but upon the entire humanity, entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or whether they didn't believe. And even the angels of Allah ta'ala benefit from this third thing that is asked for in azan. What is it? وَبَعَثُوا مَقَامًا مَحْمُودٍ الَّذِي وَعَدْتَهُ. وَاللَّهُ وَبَعَثُوا, grant or elevate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Maqam-e-Mahmood. Now what is Maqam-e-Mahmood? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Bani Israel, عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. The word عَسَىٰ means perhaps. And yesterday we mentioned this, and previously also. You find these expressions, لَعَلَّ, or asa, or arju, I have hope, or perhaps, or maybe. When these words are used in relation to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the context of Quran and Hadith, then ulama ikram explain they don't have the meaning of perhaps and maybe, but it is bimaan al-wajib. Ibn Kasir rahimahullah and other great commentators of the Quran means it carries the meaning of without a doubt. So, عَسَىٰ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Allah Ta'ala, direct conversation with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran. Then, oh my beloved, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ. Make tahajjud salah at night. Talk to Allah Ta'ala, commune with Allah. So in this, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being addressed, you and I also are given the great virtue of tahajjud salah. So every azan, when we are reading this dua, we should ponder. When we are asking for Maqam-e-Mahmood, what is Maqam-e-Mahmood? Allah Ta'ala links the special status, Maqam-Mahmood. Maqam means station or position or manzil. Mahmood comes from the Arabic word hamd, which means praise, station of praise. The hamd, the word, if you look at the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Quran and Hadith, we find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's most famous names, up to 525 names are mentioned, but of them the most famous are Ahmad and Muhammad. Both come from the root word hamd, hamim da, dal, which means praise. Ahmad, the one who praises Allah. Muhammad, the one who is praised. Maqam Mahmud, the position and status of praise. Allah Ta'ala has linked this specifically in the Quran with tahajjud. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ. That, oh my beloved, at night make tahajjud. نَافِلَةً لَكْ. This is voluntary. عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Perhaps, in other words, definitely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you to Maqam-e Mahmood. What is Maqam-e Mahmood? That requires a little bit of detail. Inshallah, we'll continue.